UNMISS chief and special representative of the UN Secretary General in South Sudan, Nicholas Asom, condemned the extrajudicial executions of the four men in a statement released yesterday. Anyone who is suspected of a crime must be subject to a proper trial as part of a fair judicial process. Extrajudicial killings must be condemned because they cannot be a basis for restoring law and order, said Asom. UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom expressed deep concern over reports that four rebels with the South Sudan People's Army were executed. Tom says extrajudicial killings cannot be a basis for restoring law and order in a country.
The UN mission in South Sudan joins the government in expressing grave concern over reports that four officers from the rebel South Sudan People's Movement or Army have been summarily executed in Mayom County Unity State in the north of the country. The executions that took place on 7 August were allegedly in response to the 22 July attack by the SSPM/A on the Mayom County Commissioner.
Tom says it is important to build a strong local justice system across South Sudan instead of resorting to illegal summary executions.
It is only by strengthening the justice system and ensuring criminal cases are tried in a fair and timely manner that community members benefit from accountability and will have faith in justice.
Tom says the UN mission acknowledges the statements issued by the South Sudan government condemning the execution and ensuring the public that authorities will investigate the incident and hold the perpetrators responsible.
UNMISS acknowledges the statements issued by the government condemning the summary executions, including assurances from the Information Minister, Michael Magui Luth, the Defense Minister, Ms. Angela Tenney, and the SSPDF spokesperson.
On Monday, Major Nyon Garang Kwal, Major General Pur Arwap Kwal, and another unidentified officer were extradited to South Sudan by Sudanese intelligence personnel. As seen in video circulating on social media, the victims were tied together, blindfolded, and shot dead by soldiers in SSPDF uniforms. Another man identified as Brigadier General Gadluak Mijok was reportedly burnt alive inside a grass thatch hut in an abandoned village. The videos left many South Sudanese citizens shocked. Major General Jal Nger, a member of the Information Committee of the South Sudan People's Movement, told South Sudan in Focus Wednesday the SSPM condemned the execution of its soldiers and demanded an immediate investigation into the incident. General Nger said there was no doubt SSPDF soldiers executed the men and that they received their orders from top military commanders in Juba. Nger blames Sudanese authorities in El Fula town of West Kordofan State for capturing the rebel soldiers and turning them over to the Unity State authorities. The Chief of Defense Forces vowed to hold accountable those involved in the execution. General Santino Dengwal also directed an investigation into the incident to ensure the perpetrators are held accountable. Government spokesperson and Information Minister Michael Makwe said the country is governed by law and all laws must be respected. He said the perpetrators will be apprehended and brought to justice. Minister of Defense Angelina Teny also condemned the extrajudicial killings. She said neither the Ministry of Defense or the SSPDF ordered the execution. The SSPM SLHA was launched last month by former SSPDF General Stephen Boy, who admitted his group attacked Mayom County headquarters and killed the county commissioner and 11 of his bodyguards. General Boy told South Sudan in Focus last month the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia attacked the opposition in a place called Bong. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Ding in Bor.